the North Bay Battalion find themselves trailing in a playoff series for the first time since last season's Eastern Conference Finals as they dropped a 3-2 overtime decision to the Barry Colts. The Colts lead the best of seven series 1-0. "It's game one and obviously a tough result for us here tonight," explained head coach Ryan Olayan. "I think when you look at how we're playing and the things we want to accomplish, there's a lot of really good happening here tonight. Especially in that first period, I thought we came out extremely good. There were times in the second where if we get that extra one, it's a different game and we have to find a way to capitalize on our chances around the net. All in all, this is the type of series it's going to be, and we'll regroup and be ready for Sunday." After picking up the first goal for North Bay in the first round against Mississauga, Ty Nelson, 3, got the first for the troops against Barry with a snipe past Anson Thornton on the power play. In the second period, Owen Van Steenel converted on a slick passing play from Liam Arnsba and Paul Christopoulos to put North Bay up 2-0. However, Barry managed to get one back halfway through the period as Zach Weigel, 1, managed to beat Dom DeVincentis. In the third, the Colts pressed and who else but Brant Clark, 6, to tie things up as he blew a kiss to the fans of the battalion. Shortly afterwards on the power play, Jacob Frosca looked to put the Colts up, but a review judged there to be an offside before on the play, no goal. Regulation ended tied 2-2. Overtime didn't last long as Josh Kavanaugh, 1, potted the winner 1:49 in as the visitors carried the play from the drop of the puck in the extra session. "It happened so quickly," remarked Olayan. "They got one chance and they scored on it, no big deal. The big message was there was a lot of stuff we did tonight that we need to continue to do the rest of the series. We feel like we have the depth, the pace, the stamina to continue that, and if we do that, the results will start to go our way." Game 2 goes Sunday at 2 p.m. from Memorial Gardens. You can catch the game live on the Frontline YouTube channel.